It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota. Well, she's definitely got the look today, and she's here, and she's wearing red. And
I'm trying to be cozy, Maynard, and I guess I got like the 70s light going on. If you want to double check and make sure they can see me.
Okay,
I'm not sure. We'll
check that out. Yeah, yep. We're Facebooking live here as well as on the radio. So there should be plenty of light in here even without that. So we'll see. I've got red everywhere today.
I could try to sprinkle a little red, and you know the thing of it is like Mama would always say, we have to dress for the weather yet.
That's right. And you've got a lot of good, warm, comfy-looking stuff here today that you're going to be talking about.
I tried, and then I thought I'd sprinkle in a little Valentine's Day stuff.
That's not very far off, yeah.
Yeah, so let's start off with pretending we're going on a trip.
Okay, where are we going?
We are someplace going to warm, Marco Island.
Oh, great, that's warm.
Florida.
Yes.
Although Florida's had cooler weather, too.
Right.
I
saw 67 degrees down there in
Florida
yesterday.
Yeah, so then all of a sudden it makes us feel, you know, like it's not so bad in Minnesota.
That's right.
These are cute little short sleeve dresses. They're made out of knit material. They're my faves. They have pockets. They're great for layering. And I happened to pick this one today because I thought, red, how perfect for Valentine's. And I threw a little heart scarf on there. Excuse me. And then we got a little destination necklace that says Marco Island on there. So we're all set to go on this trip.
Even got sunglasses, right?
Even got sunglasses. Yeah. So let's say you're going on a trip. These are perfect. You can wear it a night out. You can dress it up, dress it down. You could throw it over a swimsuit. In Minnesota, you could throw a cardigan over it, and you've got a perfect Valentine's outfit with a pair of washed out jeans or leggings. These are cute. And right now I have them in black, navy, red, and periwinkle blue. It's a real bright, pretty blue. So I thought we got to have them.
All right.
And then I have a straight 70s look. Tell me what you think, Maynard.
Okay, I'm ready.
I thought I have to get them in.
Let's see. What do you got there? Boy, big bell-bottoms. Big, wide bell-bottoms.
You wear big bell-bottoms. And, you know, the funny part of it is okay. You have to get these in because the whole world is showing a wider leg. So I thought, what color should I do? So I figured, you know what? I'm going to do black, and it's stretchy. And for the ladies that think it's way too wide, I have a great alterations lady that could take them in a little bit. But they are cute, and they're comfy. So I thought, you know, I got to bring them.
I used to wear a lot of bell-bottoms back in the day. Yeah, wide ones, too.
And then if they got wet on the bottom, they'd go swoosh, swoosh, swoosh.
I used to have my mother would sew some kind of little trim around the bottom of her or something, you know, make him look even fancier.
Make him even look cooler.
Right.
Okay. So, perfect. Maynard, you were just on the ball today. So, now I have to show you Monica-nizing a little silver vest. Look at, we're putting a pink top under a silver vest. And then, since it's Winterfest this weekend, how perfect to have a little scarf with little gnomies on them.
Wow.
And Valentine's hearts.
You have covered all the bases all in one place. You got gnomes, you got hearts, you got everything.
I'm trying to. And these tops are a great layering top. And I have them small through extra large. And I have them in hot pink, gray, black, turquoise. And I think I have, check my inventory in my head. Those are the colors that I have right now. And they're fun. And they're festive. And if I can wear it underneath stuff, we know it isn't too warm.
All right.
So we'll put that off to the side.
You're running out of room. You got a lot of stuff here.
Oh, I have a lot of stuff here. And then these are the hot pick. This 5-button top I've done awesome with. It's wonderful. It comes in cream, navy, hot copper, and this beautiful blue. And then I'm going to get in some a plumish color too. People just love this top because it's roomy.
Yep, looks like it. It's long, kind of long sleeve there, too, so it'll be cute a little bit warm.
Yep, and it'll be cute with leggings, and it's a great top transitioning into spring.
It's coming sooner or later. Yep,
sooner or later. And then, you know, I had to bring in a jacket because they're still hotter than a pistol.
That would be the jacket and sweater combination, right?
Yep, they're awesome. And then I threw a cream-colored cowl top underneath. I've had so many women come in and ask for the cowl neck. And I have this in turquoise, and cream, and they are too cute.
Okay, you should call that a column neck?
A cowl.
Cowl neck.
C-O-W-L. This is my second cup of coffee, so I talk a little fast, thanks to your excellent coffee.
Yeah. As opposed to a turtleneck or something. Yeah, that's a little looser.
And most women really like this because they like the opening, and it kind of lets out the heat a little bit. But this top, yes, I have small through extra large, and I didn't forget about the smalls. So I have actually a lot of smalls in my store right now. I brought back a ton of smalls from market because there are a lot of smalls out there that we have to take care of.
Cool necklace, too.
And, Maynard, that's awesome that you noticed that. We have a wonderful, it's like a little porcelain-like, and it's got leather strapping. This necklace, I call the travel necklace. It's chunky, it's fun, and it goes with everything.
Right.
You basically could put it on with everything. So that's fun and festive. And then I have a lot of people that come in and want stuff for Valentine's Day. So I reordered this little number in red and black. And of course, it looks good under a flannel shirt. It could look good underneath this jacket. And these come small through extra large.
I like red and black. That seems, red and black never goes out of style.
I think it's classy.
It's plaid, you know, that kind of thing. It always looks good.
It's so classy. Then, of course, mittens. You got to have mittens on a day like today.
And they are red and black.
Yep. And then I have a hat to match, which didn't come this morning with me. I don't know where the little feller fell out. It's probably in my truck on the floor. Or it could have blew out of my truck. It's probably in Madison somewhere.
Yeah, kind of windy out there.
Yeah. And then this was my hot pick. The cranberry and the black I've reordered.
Okay.
For women. And I have a few gray, too. But these two tops are great layering pieces. And yes, are they still going to be in for spring? Yes, they're still popular. And they're great under denim or like a cardigan.
And you threw a little bling on there.
Throw a little bit bling on there. And they're great underneath vests, too. Actually, right now, so many women have been wanting vests from me. And I know why. You layer. And some people out there get cold.
Yep.
Not me, but...
A lot of people do.
Yeah. You know, and I can wear a vest for a while, and then I change. Like my husband said, you change like 3-4 times a day. Why don't you just wear what you can right away? Well, the weather changes all day long.
Oh, yeah. And besides, you're in the fashion business.
Yeah,
you're supposed to be
and as I'm working in Monica's, I get hot.
You're like a working, like a fashion sign.
Yeah,
you're
it's not easy being me. Yeah. I tell them that every day. And now these boots are a taupe. These are the last, these boots came in at the end of all the boots that I had in, and I just can't love them any more than I do because they have water resistance and they have memory foam inside. And actually, to be honest with you, of all the boots I've ever had in my store, no matter what price they've had, I've never had a boot this comfortable for the price.
Okay, and you know what I always look at when I see a boot? The first thing I look at?
The grips.
Yes, the bottom, because I know I'm going to be out on the ice and in the snow, and those have nice grips on them.
Yes, and you know what? I'm so glad you brought that up, Maynard, because, whoopsie, sorry about that. this is Minnesota friendly, the grip, and so many women have liked these because of the little heel.
Right. And a lot of these boots and things that you see, dress shoes and things, they have nothing on the bottom. I don't know how people can even wear those things.
Well, and I always tell people, you must wear boots in the winter. I don't care. Don't wear your shoes outside. You're going to fall.
That's right.
What did it cost for a pair of boots? It's well worth falling.
They'll last you a long time.
Definitely. And then a lot of women were asking me about the denim jeans for going into spring. I'm getting still some more stuff in. Of course, it's going to start trickling in. But right now, the dark denim is still really popular, and I have the pull-on dark denim, and I'm really going to try hard to keep this one in stock all the time in all sizes. Don't have them all sizes right now, but I'm really going to try hard to keep that dark denim always in stock because there's always a lady looking for dark denim.
And that one is not distressed in any sort, in any way.
I know. I have a lot of holy jeans at home or in my store. I personally love them, but not everybody does.
Right. Are they, you know, as popular as they used to be?
Yes.
Or
they
even
still,
more so? Or?
Well, they used to have them where you barely could see your... You know, barely could see the jean. Most of your skin is showing. Yep. And then I thought, well, I'll Monicanize them and I'll tell ladies maybe throw a light legging underneath them in the winter of the same color top you have on. And then you got the whole look, but yet you're covered. And a lot of women really like that idea.
Right.
So, I mean, it's making your legging worth under a holy jean. And then these are the gray washed out jeans. These are fun. And they're festive. And I think everybody, Maynard, should have a gray pair of jeans in their wardrobe.
Okay. They're pretty versatile.
Because guess what?
Wear them with anything.
And it's just a little dressier. And then we'll do freight in a little bit.
Okay.
I'll let you help me.
All right.
How fun, huh?
Yeah, I can't wait.
So these are another hot pick. They're like a little cotton thermal, but they have the embellished buttons. And because of the embellished buttons, have made them huge. And there's some women that, they think that if that shows a little bit, well, I've come up with the conclusion that you layer them with a little top underneath. Now, this one, I've had black underneath it. I've had gray underneath it. And I suggest to put what color underneath the pants are on the bottom. But if you throw it with denim, you can even throw white underneath there or navy.
Yep.
And this is really a cutie patootie because it's three-quarter sleeve. Monica's favorite, three-quarter sleeve. Or you can let it go down lower. But these have been really good. Oh, you know what? All the times I've had this in, I didn't realize it has one pocket.
Yeah,
oh,
pocket's always handy. Yeah.
Pockets are handy. I've never seen one.
I like pockets.
Just one. And then I got the Carolina blue.
Pocket on that one, too.
And then it's really cute with the gray underneath.
Okay.
I showed it. So we kind of modernized that and put the gray underneath it. This top is really cute, everyone. It's just, it's flattering, and then it's got this little cute embellishment in back, and that's really what's huge for spring, easy for me to say, is the different buttons and the different style, and look at the little notch collar. It's just cute.
All right.
And then, of course, you know, when she loves something, she has to get another color.
There's another one, the same thing, but a different
charcoal
color.
Charcoal gray.
All right.
Yeah. I happened to
that
get
looks
all...
good with the pink.
I thought it was really cute with hot pink underneath. And I happened to get all three colors just because I don't have something that I could wear that's... I don't have to change all day. So, like, I'm trying to take my husband's advice. And if I put, like, this on, I could wear it all day because I don't get too hot. And I just think it's cute. Or you could go put the gray underneath, too. But I thought it needed a pop of color. And you're going to ask, what is Monica wearing?
Well, what is Monica wearing? Yeah.
Well, Monica's stiff today, but tall boots.
Okay.
That I'm going to try really hard to get more of them in. And I got to take one off. And I have clean socks. I did shower today. I just want to tell everybody about this boot. And when I go home, I'm literally going to call them to see if I can get more now. Because I've never found a tall boot that fits so good over the calf, and it's got a little style in the back, a little sweater opening,
yep.
And it's cute, and look at the embellishment.
Yep, looks nice.
It's just cute, and the grip.
Yep, got a little grip around the bottom there.
Yeah, and actually, it's comfortable, and it loves my bunions, too. So, if I can wear a tall boot like this that doesn't hurt my bunions, and it's got, you notice, like, on the foot, it's not so thin on the bottom, so it's really comfortable. So this comes in chocolate or black, and I'm going to try to see if I can get more. So all you listeners out there, if you think you might want this boot, and no, it's not towards the end of winter, you just wait till next winter. Well, I'll tell you about the story about ordering merchandise. It's not so easy.
I bet. Like everything else,
it's not so easy.
Back-ordered and delayed a little bit. Huh?
And if I can find a cute boot that has a little ruching, like I have ankle boots in the store right now with little ruching, and I'm going to do a boot tutorial later today too. But I want to get this order as soon as possible, so maybe I can get some right away now.
All right.
And then we have a fresh new pair for next year, because we still have a lot of winter. And the, what do you call them, groundhog, seed of shadow?
Groundhog, yeah, 6 more weeks of winter, so, yeah.
And I've seen people wear these in the spring and summer tall boots, so.
We've got about a minute left here, Monica.
Uh-oh. So, we maybe don't have time for freight. But this is a little black pant that I got more info on.
Okay.
And I want to talk about Winterfest.
That's right. It's going on now, starting today.
Yes. And I'm serving tomorrow from 9 to noon. I'm serving thin caramel with sea salt on them, chocolate covered. And they are to die for. And then I'm making some of my famous protein balls made out of peanut butter. Like I made for you that time.
Sounds good. And, of course, it's Taste of Dawson tomorrow,
yeah.
So other businesses will have some other things.
Yeah,
so 9 to noon.
Come on over to Awesome Dawson and see what we have to offer. And I'm going to work hard at getting all my freight out today. And we'll treat you to write tomorrow.
Well, that sounds good, Monica, and we hope remind everybody again, we've got Valentine's Day coming up here, so keep Monica's in mind.
Yeah, gift certificates available, and I can gift wrap, and it's gonna be fun. So right. Come on over to Monica's. I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And like me on Facebook. And have a wonderful weekend.
And happy Riverfest.
And happy Winterfest. And happy 39-year anniversary to KLQP.
Thank you, Monica.